Hey everyone, welcome to Gilmore Gals. My name is Karishma and I'm here with my co-hosts and friends, Jaina and Anusha. In today's episode, we'll be answering the age-old question, is Jess Mariano problematic? I think that Jess has had some significant character development over the course of the series. So what are our thoughts about Jess as a character?
I think we all came to a consensus multiple times. We all love Jess. He's helped Rory with a lot of things throughout her life. So we're definitely pro Jess, and he's like an interesting character. He definitely has his like ups and downs, which we'll talk about in this episode.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think out of all of Rory's romantic interests, I think Jess is the best matched for Rory.
Yeah, definitely. All right, so before we start our discussion, we're just going to take a quick break. Okay, so first we're going to start with the positives. So we're going to chat about ways that Jess is a good boyfriend slash character slash not so problematic. So Jaina, what kinds of examples did you think of just in terms of ways of how Jess is a good character or boyfriend?
I would say I love the fact that Jess reads just like how Rory does. I think that's, you know, one of the main reasons that they were actually able to become or be in a relationship, because that's something that they have in common off the bat. Like, it's something that Rory definitely didn't have with Dean when she was dating him at the time. She would have, like, all of these interesting books and things that she'd want to talk about with him, but never did Dean, like, really, you know, have the time, I guess, to read any of those books for her. So I think they didn't have that type of connection that Jess and Rory have, where they'll talk about books and they'll find certain things interesting, and they just have like a certain, I don't know, cute little chemistry, like a different type of chemistry that was like good for Rory to have. And at certain points, like, you would see that he was a better influence, even though like in the beginning you think like, oh my god, terrible influence, but like he definitely had like certain things that were a good influence for Rory, especially when she like grew and went to college, and then everything that happened while she was in college and all of that. It was something that Rory definitely needed, with Jess being there in her life. That's a few things I could think of. I don't know, what about you guys?
Yeah, I definitely agree. I feel like it's important to have, of course, like at least a couple of things in common with your significant other. So the fact that Jess and Rory were on the same page in terms of reading, I feel like was so important. And I feel like her and Dean, even though especially at the beginning, they were cuter together, at the same time, like they really did not have that much in common, at least in my opinion. So I feel like that by itself, like their interests in books and movies and music, really made them more compatible.
Yeah, I completely agree. I love how they like bonded over their love of books. Or at least like Jess was trying not to show that he had a love of books, even though he really did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and also I like the actors are dating in real life, so I think that really like amped up their chemistry on screen. So I thought it was really cute.
Yes, definitely. You can like totally see the actual like chemistry between them. So even just like as we've been rewatching the episodes, it's even more noticeable. Because I think when I was like first watching Gilmore Girls back in the day, I didn't know that they had dated. But now, of course, now that I know that, I look at it through like a different lens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I like another thing that I really like about Jess is that he's always willing to like call Rory out on certain things that Rory's doing wrong. Like I mentioned, like during the whole college incident where she was in Yale and she was like dropping out, he was like, oh, like, why are you doing that? And even like before, while they were dating initially, he would still call her out on certain things. and let her know exactly what she's feeling without her, like, sometimes even know that she's feeling this way. And she saw it was, like, good for Rory to see a different perspective in life than the small little town that she was born in. And she only had that type of mindset. But with Jess, like, it grew more than it did with Dean.
Yeah, that was also, like, one of the first points I also thought of, too, was the fact that he gave her a major and much-needed reality check. And I appreciate the fact that not only does he do this in the main series, of course, when she drops out of Yale, but also during the revival, towards the end when Jess encourages Rory to write a book about her and her mother, which is something that Rory seemed to need when she was going through that rut in her life. So he was kind of like, oh, duh, like, just write something. So it was really, I think, helpful for her to hear that. And yeah, like you said, I feel like Jess is a much needed and supportive person in her life.
Yeah.
So a couple of other things I thought of, and this one kind of relates to what you were saying, Jaina, with the books and reading, but I think that Jess is also incredibly intelligent, which I feel like is a huge reason why Rory connects with him. So the fact that he left notes in the margins of her book, which, I mean, yes, he did steal from her, but I feel like at this point we can overlook it a little bit since he, you know, meticulously left notes and gave the book back to her. And I like how he could be quite witty, which we often see whenever he interacts with Luke. Like when he asks Luke, when Luke asks him, to change his shirt, and Jess is just like, oh, I don't want to, like, it brings out my eyes. So it shows that both, like, he and Rory are kind of on the same wavelength in terms of wit, too. And I also like how he did a complete, like, 180 with his maturity level when, later in the series, as we had mentioned, he convinced Rory to go back to Yale. But around that time, he decided to write a book himself, and he said that he was inspired by Rory because she always believed in him and his potential when everyone else in his life thought otherwise. And he was also able to talk to Luke and help him out through his issues with Lorelai during the revival, which shows that even though he used to be very emotionally closed off, he changed into someone who can openly talk about his feelings. So I feel like that complete 180 shift in character was really great for his character in general. Here are some of the examples I thought of. Anusha, what examples did you think of for Jess being a good boyfriend or character?
Yeah, so going along with the Jess's intelligence, I seem to remember, like, there was a, I can't remember if it was the SAT or just some standardized exam where the principal tells Luke that Jess actually got a perfect score. But he still acts out in school, so that kind of, like, shows, like, he matches, like, Rory's intelligence, even though, like, he was a little immature about the way he was going about things back in the day, but the reason he was able to connect with Rory is because he had the same, like, curiosity and intelligence as her. And also, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna say, it's interesting. I didn't remember the standardized test one, but that's a really great example. But that actually reminded me also of when he got, I think it was employee of the month at Walmart. And it really showed, like, when he applies himself, he can do really great things. And I feel like Rory kind of had that influence on him and kind of vice versa later on. Okay.
Yeah, sorry, definitely. Go ahead. He had good work ethic.
Yes.
And also, Jess would challenge Rory to go out of her comfort zone a lot of times. I think Rory is very, like, sheltered, and she kind of has this goody-two-shoes, like, thing about her. And I think Jess allows her to kind of, like, go outside the lines a little bit and do things out of her comfort zone. So I think he was kind of good for her in that way. And I also remember this one time when Rory was home alone, and, like, because Lorelai was out on a date or something, and then Jess brings her food from Luke's diner because he didn't want her to be hungry. He has a really sweet and caring side, even though he doesn't like to show it. And then I would say like the biggest thing, like you guys mentioned, he convinces her to go back to Yale and continue her education. And later on, he convinced her to write a book, like you mentioned. So those are the things I had as well.
Yeah, I really like that episode where he brings her food. And it seems like he did like really want to see her, and he was genuinely interested in her during that time. And that's also like that episode, I believe, where Paris covers for Rory, because Dean, when he sees Jess in the house, he gets extremely like upset and jealous about it, so she covers for her. So I think that was a really good like way of seeing like, okay, like Jess is there for Rory right now.
For sure.
All right, so now we're gonna get into the fun part and discuss ways that Jess may not be a great boyfriend slash character slash can possibly be problematic. So yeah, Jaina, what kinds of examples did you think of in terms of ways that Jess is problematic?
Yeah, I have unfortunately more issues with him than I do of him actually being a good person. Though we all agree that he's the best boyfriend for Rory, so it's fine.
Yes.
But starting off, I specifically remember one of the scenes where he pressures Rory at like a high school party. They're upstairs, and Jess is like upset at this point, because I think Dean is at the party, and like Rory's just going there to like support Lane for her band. And they go upstairs to someone's like bedroom, and then he's like pressuring Rory, and he's like super angry and has a lot of things just like bottled up in his mind at this point, and that all like a big combination of that. And then Rory gets upset, and she's like, "I don't know like what you're trying to do, but like I don't want to do this." And he's like, "Well then, like what do you want?" And it just becomes like a big thing. And so that brings me to like another issue that Jess has. He does not know how to like control his anger, and he never did, especially from the beginning. Like you saw Jess coming into Stars Hollow with such frustration. He was this like angry high school kid that would like yell at everyone or just not take into consideration other people's feelings, such as like Luke or even Lorelai or anybody that's trying to help him. I think the only person that he let in was Rory within like Stars Hollow. And that was like very problematic for him and like everybody around him, because that led to Jess and Rory's like relationship communication issues as well. They were, I think, terrible at any type of communication. Like I think at one point when Jess was leaving, what I it might have been California or like maybe another place, maybe like New York or something, he pretty much just like left without saying goodbye. And Rory was just like confused as to what was going on. And I think he even called her at her graduation, if I remember correctly, and he didn't say anything. Like he's terrible at figuring out like what he's feeling, and then he keeps hiding his emotions with Rory, and then Rory's just left hanging there and like asking like, if this is you, like please let me know, but like I don't have feelings for you anymore because we're done. Like, you left, you didn't say goodbye, and you should have said goodbye. So, I think multiple times he just fails to realize that Rory needs this type of communication. Like, you can't just not tell someone how you're feeling or like what's going on with you. He has all of this like pent up frustration towards life and all the things that happened to him with his like mom leaving him at Stars Hollow and like with Luke and stuff with his father and all this stuff, and he just doesn't communicate well, and that leads to a bunch of problems with his relationship with Rory. And then even when he does, like, I think he came and, like, confessed to Rory once, like, hey, like, I actually, you know, I'm in love with you, blah, blah, blah. It's still in, like, a terrible, like, chaotic way. Like, there's no way that Rory's gonna be like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I love you too, and let's get back together. Like, he's terrible at actually confronting her and, like, saying what's going on. He's just, I don't know if it's because he has some sort of fear of, like, rejection or what, but he doesn't do that. He doesn't tell her how he's feeling. He's always angry at everyone and everything all the time. But, yeah, those are a few things. I'll stop here and let you guys speak. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I 1,000% agree. A lot of the examples you brought up were also on my list too. I feel like overall, like, and probably because of his rough childhood, like, he clearly, as you had mentioned, does not know how to communicate. He does not know how to even tell people basic information about things such as where is he going? What is he currently feeling? He has a lot of issues with that. And I'm not, of course, trying to excuse it, because it's definitely not okay for him to do that stuff. And it's definitely, of course, not okay for him to lash out and project his anger onto especially innocent people who haven't done anything. Because then I feel like in the series, it just created even more drama. So, yeah, I definitely agree.
Yeah, I definitely agree with everything you guys just said.
I guess, like, one other incident I can think of is, like, he would lie a lot. Whether it's, like, that stupid swan story or I think, like, the swan, he kept lying that the swan didn't attack him, but, like, it totally did. And, like, or if it's, like, stealing something. I think he, like, stole something from Dozie's once, or that, like,
I think he stole the gnomes off of someone's yard or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Babette's yard, yeah.
And then I think out of, like, Dozie's market, he had, what was it? Like, he had inked, like, a picture of, like, a crime scene or something. He just continuously, like, lies and does random things. It's just terrible. And then, okay, they are funny things that he's doing, but it's very immature. And that causes a lot of problems with him and Rory because of some of those things, like the lying and stuff like that. Rory's bracelet or something at one point. And it was Dean's, and he was like, just he knew that Rory lost it, but he never, like, said, oh, hey, I have it type of thing. And that just led to so many things. He knew that was, like, leading to Rory and Dean, like, having to get into arguments, like, all the time and all these things. So it just kind of caught up with him with all these lies and random immature things that he kept doing earlier on. I mean, later on, he became very mature, you know, wrote the book, all that great stuff. But problematic-wise, I feel like those are a lot of things that he needed to work on.
Oh, yeah. He was definitely the town bad boy.
Yeah.
Yep, stealing gnomes. That's the thing, too. Like, he has no use for these items, and yet he still goes around and steals them.
Oh, yeah. I think he stole one of his classmates that are the school's baseballs or something.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, super random.
I think he's just very bored at Stars Hollow, and this is how he entertains himself.
Yeah. But, I mean, there are other ways to entertain yourself.
Exactly. Or he wants attention, or, yeah, it's all these, probably all these different reasons. Yeah, I also had a lot of overlap with you, Jaina, like, with examples, and yeah, I noticed that all the ones I thought of are also from when Jess was a teenager at the beginning of the series. So mm-hmm. I feel like all of his problematicness went away as he got older. Yeah, I also brought up the fact that he had a major temper at the beginning of the series. And also how when he was a teenager, he just never took responsibility for his actions. Like for instance, when he was flunking in school, he never owned up to the fact that it was because he kept skipping classes, and he just figured that he didn't need classes anyways because he was a genius and school was for losers. So he just like never owned up to it. He also tried to pursue Rory and to make her jealous even when she was still with Dean and dating him. And he basically just kept belittling Dean every chance that he got and flirted with Rory as if she were single. And then to top it all off, he intentionally showed up to that Stars Hollow dance with a date, intentionally to make Rory jealous. So kind of like with the bracelet thing, to try to basically break up Dean and Rory. So that was pretty immature. And then once Jess and Rory started dating, he did not seem to want to take interest in her interests, which is interesting. And of course, as we talked about earlier, they have a lot of shared interests, such as music and books. But it seemed like anytime that Rory wanted to do something else, like go to prom or have a movie night with her mom or go to a town activity, like he was not willing to do it. So that caused a lot of friction right there. It's not even like he would compromise or anything. And another example I thought of was how he seemed to have no respect for Lorelai at all. And I feel like this is a major one since Rory and Lorelai are kind of like two peas in a pod and a package deal. So yeah, it seemed like throughout the entire relationship with Rory, he did not show a single ounce of respect towards Lorelai. And some of his comments were straight up rude. Like during one of the last episodes, we recap for season two, when he gets into town, he asks Lorelai if she's sleeping with Luke. Just because she's saying nice things about Luke, he's like, oh, you're clearly sleeping with him. So he just says things that are super, like, just out of left field and rude towards Lorelai. And in a similar vein, he also had no respect for Luke or for, kind of like what you had mentioned before, for anyone else except Rory, when they were dating. And even though Luke was kind enough to take in Jess, and like, you know, give him a job and structure, Jess was super rude to him and also seemed very ungrateful. So yeah, and I also mentioned the not great at communicating and pressuring Rory. But yeah, what are your guys' thoughts on all this?
Yeah, I definitely agree. He was pretty much rude to everybody in town. He was like that guy who was like rude to everyone, but only treat the girl he likes nice. I mean, that's kind of toxic.
Yes.
No, I didn't remember the point, but you're correct. Like, he wasn't nice to Lorelai even when they did start dating or prior to. I would assume if you start dating like someone that you'd be kind of nice to their mother or, you know, a parent. But like he completely didn't care. I totally forgot about that he was just rude throughout. Like he never tried to be nice for her. Which is
Right.
rather interesting.
Yeah, like when Dean, you know, Dean at least made an effort. He's like, okay, let me go to Friday or not Friday, like movie night. Let me make nice with Lorelai. Let me get to know her, get on her good side. Like he at least tried, which I feel like is pretty normal. But yeah, Jess just did not care at all.
Yeah. Did Jess ever go to Friday night dinner with
He did. He did
Lorelai?
one time, and then
Yep.
Emily pretended to be nice to him, and then she pretty much yelled at Lorelai for allowing Rory to date someone like him or something.
Yeah, I think he
I think
came
even
with
then
like a
he was like very rude. He
Yeah, he was
seemed
very
so
rude.
rude. Yeah, he came
And he
in
showed
like
up a little really late too.
I think he came in with a black eye because he
Oh,
got
that was a
told by
swan
Aegon
time.
to. Yeah,
Oh,
that's the
was that the
swan joke.
swan? Oh my God.
Yes.
Yeah, he showed up like half an
But
hour
he
late
like
with a
didn't
black eye.
say, like he should have admitted like, hey, like I didn't get into a fight, it was a swan. Like he kept kind of making it as if it's like a big secret or something. But
Yeah,
honestly,
which
if he just told
further
the truth,
like Sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say he was just like not saying anything, so it just further like grows suspicion that he got into a fight.
Right. I feel like the swan thing would have been more like acceptable versus like just showing up with no explanation or whatever he came up with, like, oh, it was football or whatever he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Anusha, which examples did you think of?
Oh yeah. So a lot of what I had also overlapped with both of you guys, but one thing I wanted to mention was that Rory and Jess's chemistry was like a lot better before they started dating, I feel like. Back when they were like, bantering with each other and like bonding over books, but then for some reason, as soon as they started dating, like Jess just became super problematic towards her. I think he was like emotionally abusive and he ignored her a lot. And then he like would just leave her and just not tell her where he was going, or just wouldn't give her like any like communication. And when he came back after like so much time has passed, and then all of a sudden he says, "I love you" to her, and then nothing else. And then so he just always expected her to like be waiting for him, but like he just comes in and out of her life, and he just expected her to just go with him out of a whim. Yeah, but yeah, everything else that I had, you guys already mentioned, so.
Yeah, that's an interesting like point. The fact that he was nicer and their connection was stronger before they started dating, and then after they started dating, all of a sudden he was kind of like mean to her and just like
Yeah.
not treating her well. And you would kind of expect it to just be either consistent throughout or their connection to grow stronger. So I think that also showed that, even though of course we're all like all three of us are Team Jess, I think that goes to show that he still had a lot of maturing to do over time.
Oh yeah, I think he liked the chase more than the relationship.
Yes,
Oh,
exactly.
definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like once he won her over, he was like, "All right, I don't have to do anything." And I legitimately think that he thought that. He's like, "All right, I have the girl. I don't need to do anything to impress her anymore. Like, it's all good. We're gonna stay
Yeah.
together forever."
Yeah, he thinks
But
that he
that's
got
like
the
not how it
trophy or
works.
something.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Which
and
is
then
super
he was just
sad.
like, I'm bored.
Wow.
Yeah. So yeah, like what's our overall judgment on Jess? Do we feel like he is problematic, or has he maybe just had some problematic moments, or do we feel like he's evolved as a character?
I think teenage Jess was problematic, but I think he had a lot of growth throughout the show, which is why he turned out to be one of my favorite characters, 'cause throughout the show, like, you can see him slowly like getting better and better.
Yeah, I would agree. I think teenage Jess definitely problematic. I know even in this episode we're talking about him, we had way more problematic things to say than good things to say, which is bad. So I would say overall he is problematic, but also like a lot of character growth. I wish we saw him a little bit more, so we could have seen like more growth and probably have better examples of him being like a good person. Unfortunately, we don't. I think overall he has an interesting character. He has like a lot of good sides to him and bad sides, and in a way that other characters within Gilmore Girls doesn't have, because he had that like bad boy type of attitude, which kind of grew on Rory, which was interesting to see in the first place, because you didn't ever expect Rory, this like good girl, to fall for someone like that, but she did, and just like seeing both of them and their relationship was an interesting factor in all of this, and like figuring out whether he's problematic for her or not. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree with both of you guys. It seems like beginning when he was a teenager, he was very problematic. And then he grew up and did a complete 180 with his life. So, yeah, I feel like I am very much like team mature grown up Jess. But at the same time, I feel like it kind of changed from how, you know, Jess doesn't deserve Rory to all of a sudden now Rory doesn't deserve him because she herself did a 180 with her character and took a turn for the worse, as we've detailed many times before. So it's kind of funny how they both had like opposite sort of like trajectories during the show, you know?
For sure.
Yeah. All right. So I think that about wraps it up. Thank you all so much for listening. In our next episode, we'll be recapping another episode of Gilmore Girls. So definitely stay tuned for that. You could support our podcast by going to our link in the description, and you can find us at Gilmore Girls Pod on Instagram. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate, and review, and share this podcast with friends that you know who enjoy Gilmore Girls. So we'll see you guys next time. Bye.
Bye.